This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Talks on ending the conflict in Sudan are planned for Saudi Arabia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. and Saudi Arabia say Sudan's warring sides are beginning talks aimed at firming up a shaky ceasefire after 3 weeks of fierce fighting that's killed hundreds and pushed Sudan to the brink of collapse. They say the negotiations will take place in the Saudi city of Jeddah. It will be the first between Sudan's military and the paramilitary rapid support forces since clashes broke out on April 15. The talks follow concerted efforts by Saudi Arabia and other international partners to pressure the two warring generals in Sudan to the negotiating table. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The potential criminal charges against a U.S. Marine veteran who put Jordan Neely in a fatal chokehold aboard a New York City subway train Monday might depend on whether a reasonable New Yorker would have acted similarly. That's the message from Reverend Al Sharpton, who spoke out against Neely's death on the National Action Network Saturday.
New York, it's you get on the subway and you have a mental problem and you choke them to death. We cannot allow this lawlessness to go unchecked.
Under New York's penal code, a person who uses deadly force must not only prove that they feared for their own life or someone else's, but that any reasonable person would have felt the same way. One witness said Neely had been screaming at other passengers but hadn't attacked anyone. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is investigating the incident. So far, no charges have been announced. In Serbia, several funerals were held for the victims of two mass shootings this week that happened over the course of just 2 days, leaving 17 people dead and 21 wounded, many of them children. The shootings on Wednesday in a school in Belgrade and on